If this jazz music sounds a bit Asian, that's because it comes from someone with a longtime interest in Asian culture, Kenny Garrett. But it was only after he went to China recently that the saxophonist decided he was ready to compose a complete album about his experiences in the Far East. That CD is called Beyond the Wall. Kenny Garrett stopped by our studios to talk about it and how his fascination for Asia recently intensified.
Well, it actually first started when I was traveling to Europe, and I remember hearing someone saying to me that Americans were lazy and they didn't know any languages. So I decided I was going to grab a tape and a book and learn Japanese. Through the language and the culture, I got into the music. And through the music, I checked out the Japanese music, so I wanted to check out the Korean music. So after checking out the Korean music, I decided I need to go to the source. I'm going to go to the Chinese music. And that kind of led me to Chinese. So from trying to learn Japanese, it led me through all these different cultures.
You know, you have said that you wondered whether or not you could connect the spiritual aspects of Africa and China in music. And I suppose that Beyond the Wall is your way of doing just that, your newest CD.
Well, that's definitely my interpretation of that. You know, I remember reading books on African health and Chinese health, and they were very similar. And I was like, wow, I wonder if that correlation is part of the music. I have a Chinese book that I practice on my saxophone, and I noticed that the rhythms were different, but it was still the same pentatonic scale. So I said, it must be some way to do that, and then I started experimenting with it.
The title cut on here, Beyond the Wall, and here's what struck me about it. I read that you actually wrote this tune before you had ever been to mainland China. Is that right?
That is true. You know, it was always even as I was a kid, it was always a dream of mine to go to China. And in 2005, I went to Taiwan, Hong Kong, and Macau. And I remember meeting someone in Macau who was from mainland China. The Chinese guy walked up to me and said, "How you doing, brother?" I said, "Wow, that's interesting." And so I said that year, I have to go to China. I had always been thinking about it anyway. But then it was something that was really pushing me to go. But I wrote the song in the hopes of getting there somehow. The tune, even though it was written way before I started, you know, working with the rest of the music, that was really the incentive.
Here's my question as we hear this tune behind us. Did it connect? You know, you wrote about something that you hadn't actually experienced or seen, and now that you actually did go there and see it and feel it and go to the top of the Great Wall, did it work like you wanted it to?
The song definitely got me to China, that's for sure. You know, even the Great Wall, when I was there, it was in December and it was cold outside. So I was thinking, well, maybe not this time. And going to the Great Wall. But once I got there, it was so beautiful and overwhelming. I mean, I would say that, you know, I'm just so happy that I actually experienced that, even though I put myself through a lot to get to China. You know, and what I mean by that, I went there for 3 weeks with the intent of trying to learn the language. And you know you can't learn Chinese in 3 weeks. And trying to, you know, hear some opera and traditional Chinese music just to give me a reference point.
There's another song on here called Marching Towards the Light. One of the many things that's interesting about this one is that it includes this Tibetan monk chant. Tell us how you got to that.
Well, you know, a friend of mine's bassist, Nat Reeves, had given me a CD probably about 5 years ago. And he knows that I like a lot of different styles of music. He said, "Well, you'll figure out what to do with the CD." And I didn't think anything about it. And so I remember I had tried the sketch or something. When I started writing, I said, remember that chant you were working with? I kind of just pulled out the tape, and I just started working on it. And I just took like a snippet of it and, you know, tried to create some music just for people to try to focus, you know, for a second. You know, I mean, that's really the premise of Beyond the Wall, is for people to reflect on the creator. You know, I figure if I could hold them for the first 5 songs, even though I know I should be able to hold them longer, but if you give me the first 5 songs, I figure it can pull them in enough for people to reflect, because there's so many things that are happening, you know, in society today that, it, you know, we lose our focus.
Thank you. know, you talk about the Creator. Are you a practicer of any Eastern religion?
No, I'm just a person of who's on a spiritual journey, trying to, to find the truth. I'm a person of studying. I'm still studying and trying to find the truth.
What would you say struck you most about your experiences in Asia, particularly in China, musically and spiritually? How has that changed you, Kenny Garrett, as a person?
Well, I think the thing is that, because China has such a rich history, I was, the philosophy was similar to my philosophy, and I was thinking, wow, I have to get to China to see that. And once I got to China, I realized that people are really all the same. When I traveled to Japan and to Africa and to India and to, to China, I found that people, after you get beyond the language barrier or the culture barrier, everybody wants the same thing, to be loved and to have stability in their life.
Are you wearing Eastern style clothing now?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes I am wearing them. It kind of varies, but if you see me, sometimes I do.
Kenny Garrett, great saxophonist. Thank you very much for being with us. His latest recording may be his most far-reaching to date. It is called Beyond the Wall. Kenny, thanks again for being
with us. Thank you, Tony.